if the Lord shall be pleased to help me once more, we will turn our attention to the book of Jonah, the book of Jonah, chapter 2, and a part of verse 7. The book of Jonah, chapter 2, and a part of verse 7. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. A very blessed and yet a very sad statement and truth. Very blessed that Jonah should ever know the Lord. But very sad that he should come into such straits to really remember him. I mean, not he'd forgotten him, but to really remember him in humility and prayer and dependence and need. And it's our case, you know, friends. Oh, that we could remember our God as we should at all times, not when, just when we are in need. Now, Paul was saying this hymn, which is very dear to me. My dear father used to say, my boy, this is always true, thus far, always true. But I thought as we sang it, some of our younger friends might think, well, a bit dismal. And I said, dear friend, you look at the last two lines of this hymn, and it's the answer. It's the answer. 'Tis thus our pride and self must fall, that Jesus may be all in all. Such is our carnal state and the worldly nature of our minds, that all the while things go tolerably well, even though Jesus may be our Jesus, and we're thankful for it. But he's not likely to be all in all. Is that true? Have you found it today? Haven't you been nearest and closest to him when your heart's fainted? Sad, isn't it? Shouldn't be thus. Remember those psalms, and read those psalms, Psalm 104, Psalm 105, 6 and 7, and read Psalm 78. And you'll see that when the children of Israel came into need and into distress and into trouble and trials and affliction, they remembered their God. And the blessing is, my friends, that he didn't forget them. He remembered for them his covenant. Blessed be his name. And this is a day again of remembrance, of special remembrance. And whatever our trials and frustrations, and there are things today, I confess here at Eastbourne, which saddened me and disturbed my spirit, but in spite of all these things, haven't we so much to remember? Thus far, my God has led me on and made his truth and mercy known. We didn't read the book of Jonah because I don't want to comment on it at length. And I'm so thankful that this morning, early, my mind was drawn to those psalms. But we well know the case of Jonah. And we find it difficult to understand his spirit, don't we? Even after that, the Lord had spoken to the fish and it had vomited out Jonah upon the dry land, we see Jonah sitting afar off to see the destruction of the city of Nineveh, and being angry at the Lord, and even telling the Lord that he had cause to be angry because that city at that time was not destroyed. What a strange and rebellious prophet Jonah was. But how gracious, how long-suffering is his and our God. I find the book of Jonah difficult to understand. I can only hope in my heart all that Jonah went through was at least the means of saving those men on that boat. The scripture is silent, really, toward that point. But I love to feel, my friend, if I or I want to err on the side of love and charity, I love to feel that those prayers and those prayers which those men made were sincere from their heart. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows. Why shouldn't the Lord have had mercy upon them? What warrant are we to say that they were lost? And I always have loved and admired the attitude of the king of Nineveh, because he didn't give a command to his people that they should put on sackcloth and clothing and sit in ashes. He did it himself, trying to find it. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe upon him, and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and cry mightily unto God, yea, let them turn every man from his evil way, and from the violence that is in their hand. Who can tell? You see? I know my friends will say, well, that's a favourite saying of mine. Well, who can tell, my friend? Can you tell? Who can tell? The vilest sinner out of hell, who lives to feel their need, is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Don't you prejudge the cases, friend. Don't you prejudge them. Not our province. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not? And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said he would do unto them, and they did it not. And Jonah didn't like it. What a strange prophet. Well, you know, over these many, many years, the Lord has been pleased, in answer to my prayers, to give me a text with the word remember, or remembered, or forget not, over all these years. For I seek always, friend, other ministers must go their way. I seek always to the Lord for a word relevant to the season and the occasion. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. I remember the Lord. And what did he remember? Those things which I wish all of us. I pray the time may come when there shall not be an exception of everyone in this chapel, when we can all of us look back and remember things which the Lord has done. What do we remember? I remember the Lord. I happened to lodge on their last year's text, I think it was on their last year's gun matter. I muse. I muse. Can't quote it actually, I think it's in the hymn as well. Perhaps the hymn says, I muse on the years that are past. I remember the Lord. What did Jonah remember? What do we remember? Well, that we remember that he is that great God of infinite, unlimited, superabounding power and majesty and might, that he is the fount, the infinite fount of wisdom, and that he has supreme control. The nice thing we sang, I'm very pleased because as I sat here, I thought to myself, oh, I wish I'd given our brother a hymn 64. But this one is, no, the first one, the second one rather, it very much encompasses that hymn 64, you know. Sovereign ruler of the skies, ever gracious, ever wise, all my times are in thy hand, all events at thy command. Can you submit to that since last Remembrance Sunday? You say our word is difficult. Lord, give me grace so to do. Plague and death around me. Fly, till he bid, I cannot die. One's been rather dangerously, just for a season, at rather danger point. One at one spot through the year. It's past now, we are told by a doctor. Not a single shaft can hit. Till the God of love sees fit. I remember the Lord. I remember that he's still the same. He changes not. That he has that same control and that same knowledge and foreknowledge. That still he doeth his will in the armies of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And that none can stay his hand or stand him what does thou. Still he is omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. Still he knows all things and controls all things. Still we may go to him, and if we can't find any more words, we can stammer it, O Lord, thou knowest. O Lord, thou knowest. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou art acquainted with all my ways. Thou hast beset me behind and before. Thou knowest my thoughts afar off. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterwards receive me to glory. You remember the Lord in all that he is, as God supreme, the Lord God omnipotent, who ever reigns. Will be sufficient for the services today, for I find myself in my mind almost at the end, before I've begun. But what else would Jonah remember? Not only the power and the majesty and the might and the wisdom and the control of his God, what else would he remember? What else do you remember, friend? What else do I remember? Well, he would remember this. I hope it doesn't put my mind off beam, so to speak. He would remember this if he knew our hymns. His love in time past forbids me to think that he'll leave me at last in cover of sea. And each Ebenezer I have in review confirms his good pleasure to help me right through. Jonah would remember the love and the mercy and the tenderness and the grace and the pity of his God, wouldn't he? He would remember him who had appeared to him in six troubles. And his faith would be such that he would feel he would not desert him in seven. Figurative language, I know. The Lord's appeared to you, my friend, more than six times, hasn't he? More than 60 times six. Yea, you can't number them. Because I made it a saying, you're not aware of all of them. Sovereign protector I have. Unseen, yet forever at hand. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. Jonah's soul might well faint within him. I don't know what, it's not for me to say. I don't usually indulge in conjecture. My friends who know me well can vouch for that. But it's quite possible that Jonah didn't know where he was. Isn't it? By the expressions that he gives. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her barns was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption. O Lord, my God. Can't you remember, friend, those special times? Through various causes, when your soul fainted within you. And you felt just as Jonah felt. We read in verse 4 in this second chapter. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. Did you go on to say what Jonah said? Yet will I look again toward thy holy temple. Those psalms I've mentioned, they are well worthy of our attention, especially on this remembered Sunday. You'll see how many times the children of Israel wandered from their God. But when he heard their voice, he remembered that they were, I can't quote you quite, they were but dust, frail. He had compassion upon them. When they turned to him, he turned to them. He heard their prayers. He knew their sorrows. He came to their deliverance. And he wandered away again. He never gave them up. Because he remembered for them his covenant. And he will never give us up. If we are sincere believers, he will never give us up. He cannot, my friend. He says, I gave thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. O Israel, thou shalt not be forgotten of me. Of course, some people tell us that the Christian life is all rosy, it is all bright, it is all happiness. Well, sure this, my friend, that there is far more joy and happiness than we are willing to give God thanks for. Isn't there joy and happiness? Is it all sorrow? Is it all gloom? Is it all the valley and the shadow of death? Of course it isn't. Far from it, friend. I can tell you an instance which I don't think is prudent, especially in public, but within the last fortnight, when I had a job to restrain my feelings, I could have shaded a leg, prayed the Lord. And my wife said, yes, I know, dear. I know how you feel. But don't tell everyone, she said. You see, we need to be cautious, friends. Don't want to cast our pearls before swine. But there was an outstanding circumstance which proved to me, yet once again, that the very hairs of my head are all numbered. That my God, who sees the falling of the sparrow, will ever be my watchful and providential and kind and gracious and loving God. If you say you mustn't be on such a high note, that's presumption. I say, my friends, that's utter nonsense. That's the vile temptation of Satan. Read the 107th Psalm. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed, and gathered them out from the north, and the south, and the east, and the west. Though they wandered in a solitary way, we read that he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. And if the redeemed do not praise the Lord, who will? Will the worldling praise him? These aren't eight verses, friends. They're not just eight verses of an uncontrolled spirit. They are the fruit of my experience, not a short one now, in the things of God. In the worldly time tribulation, you're very foolish if you expect anything else. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you won't find anyone else. You won't find it in yourself, and you won't find it in your loved ones. And you may not find it in your pastor. In me, you might have peace. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. I remember the first joys of his love. I trace back now to those things which at that time I couldn't begin to understand. And yet I saw it was all couched in this beautiful word. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, have adorned thee. You say, yes, my brother, the strange and the perplexing way wherein the Lord drew me. Well, my friend, you've got to leave that, haven't you? And be thankful that you've been drawn. And see in the very drawing the proof that you've been loved with an everlasting love. I don't find it complicated for you. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. I remember the Lord. I remember the Lord. Remembered when he began that strange and wonderful work in my heart. Though he brought me almost to despair, I remember the Lord and his sovereignty, that he should have mercy upon such a one as me. I remember the Lord in all his dealings, in all his sovereignty. Don't mind me keep repeating this short text for you. When my soul fainted within me, I remember the Lord. It's when our souls faint, friends, that things become real. We don't want shadows then. We don't want cunningly devised fables of men then. We want the Lord. I was speaking to a dear friend only yesterday morning, who was always more or less afflicted. He has chronic asthma, which at times flares up to a real alarming degree. And he told me that he sometimes wondered if he was able to take another breath. And this is what he said regarding the ministry. He said, "We want a man." I'm even going to circumstances. You can read between the lines if you wish. He said, "We want a man who will lead us to Jesus." And he said, "We want to see a man." And he quoted that hymn, "A man there is, a real man, with wounds still gaping wide, from which rich streams of blood once ran, in hand and feet and side, and his whole face changed with, I can't describe it, with a sweet solemnity." And he said, we want to know that man who agonized for our sins, whose Father forsook him, who was crucified. And I thought, my word, friend, you want real things, don't you? You want real things. You want real things? Are you satisfied with superficial knowledge of the Lord? Do you want it to be like this last line says, that Jesus may be all in all? You want him to be all? Then, dear friend, don't dictate as to the way God will take in making Jesus to be your all. You can't have it both ways, you know. You can't serve two masters. You can't serve God and man. Joshua said, which will you choose this day? Are you saving? We don't want any free will. I put it to you, friends. In the name of the Lord, solemnly, what will you choose this day? The Holy Spirit help you to choose that way whereby and wherein Jesus shall be to you all in all. It won't be easy, but it'll be strewn with blessings. It will be. I'm speaking strangely, do forgive me, friends. When my soul fainted within me, I remember the Lord. Don't you think the Apostle Paul's soul fainted within him at times? Do you think his faith was so strong that Satan never assailed him, and his son to some extent harassed him? But what could he say? There's only one thing he could say. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. For I have proved that twofold promise to be true in my own case, in my own life, and in my own experience. I'm speaking of Paul, mind. because God said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. I remember the Lord. Don't you remember him? I know the years pass and the generation comes along to whom the last war, not to mention the first great world war, which many of us remember, when of course they only know these things by reading and by hearing. You go back, don't we, some of us, on this Remembrance Day? You go back to the first world war, 1914-1918, and you remember our Lord, everywhere preserved. Yes, and such as I preserved in Jesus, when my feet made haste to hell. And there I should have gone, but there doth all things dwell. Thy love was great, thy mercy free. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come into the waters. With no money, no price, thy love was free, which from pit to give of man. I remember the Lord. Are you remember? Are you? I'm sure some of you are. And he has watched over you all through the years. Through all the changing scenes of life, we've got to look into our book. I think it's only just a verse or two. Ought to be, I believe, many more really, in the original. Through all the changing scenes of life, been the same God, through sorrow and through joy, same God. What a mercy, practically. Say, well, you're getting a bit emotional, sentimental. Well, I believe I am. For every year up with you, I'm a year older, and I'm a year nearer eternity. And daily pitch my moving tent, a day's march nearer home. Home, Ryan, home, home. The night is far spent. The day is approaching. Not the day is far spent and the night is approaching. No, the day is far. The night is far spent and the day is approaching. Until the day dawn and the shadows flee away, come, my beloved, and be there like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains. Oh, Peter, I remember the Lord. Remember those days of my early spouses, when he said unto me, thou art all fair, my love. There is no spot in thee. Do you remember? Are you remembering those prayers? When you are almost driven to despair, those prayers, when the heavens seem to be dry, and yet suddenly the Lord appears in quite a different way, quite an unexpected way, when he came to your relief. You, my friend, I'm a sinner speaks to you, and as I repeat this text, oh, my friend, do you know anything of the treacherous nature of your heart? Do you? Do you know how deceitful it is? I do. As I repeat this text, which I know has made a blessing until at least one here some years ago, was pride in my heart, and yet has been my prayer for 40 years, let not the foot of pride lift up itself against me. You remember the text from all of you some years ago, who remembered us. in our lowest day for his mercy continue forever. And you remember those times, don't you? Remember those times of signal blessing when you were lifted up, when you, like that brother, given a fresh start, when once more he set your foot upon that rock, he established your going, and he put a new song in your mouth. Not new really, because you've sung it before, but you felt you'd never sing it again. You put a new song in your mouth, even praise unto God. And yet you're saved again, weren't you? Many years have passed since then. But what's happened then? What's been the issue? Many years have passed since then, many changes I've seen, yet have been upheld till now. Who could hold me up? But that, I remember the Lord. Yes, and you may remember times of chastisement. Times when the Lord frowned upon you. When you felt his displeasure. And you knew why. You got many things to remember, friends. Many things. I see your time is gone. My ramblings will soon come to an end this morning. When my soul finds him within me. When I thought, well, this is the end, I'll make shipwreck of faith. I'll bring scorn upon my holy name. I'll come to deserve confusion in the ministry. When my soul fainted within me, I remember the Lord. And that put matters right, didn't it? That was the beginning, wasn't it? The beginning of restoration. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and he vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Now I do hope this evening that we can speak in a more orderly way. I hope there have been a few crumbs, friends. If there should anyone now this morning feel to be in dire straits, which end corner, at the end of the earth, well, remember your God, friend. And in your remembering, remember this, that he has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. In 403, come, every gracious heart that loves the Saviour's name, your noblest powers exert to celebrate his fame. Tell all who fear the Lord below the debt of love to him you owe. 403. Thank you. grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with us all.